Blog Talk Radio.
Havana Brown, Red One, Mr. Worldwide, from Miami, Morocco, to Australia, to the world. Got it.
Run them. When the sun goes down, 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 boy, you afraid of the dark, dark. And when the...
What happened? What did you people do?
I don't know. Ginger can't hear anything, so apparently. Did you hear it all?
I just got here, so I can hear y'all.
Well, I've got Blog Talk going. I'm waiting to hear.
But we're on air.
Yeah, we've been on the air. Well, hi, everybody.
As usual, we have technical difficulties. Please stand by.
This is a train wreck.
Train wreck
that is GGR every week, all week.
You know, I just started my Oracle VM, my Ubuntu VM, so maybe that's what was causing the problems. So I get for starting a VM in the middle of a blog talk. So there
I just,
you go.
Look, and I just shut mine down.
Mm.
Bam.
There you go.
And bam.
And bam.
Bam.
It's going to be one of those nights and one of those shows. Everybody hang on, put your seatbelts and trays in the upright position.
Mm-mm.
It's going to be bumpy.
I'm going to need to sit on that tray for a reason, aren't I?
Well, who's going to introduce us? There's three of us.
I'm sorry, I was listening to make sure we were talking.
Okay,
not
you're
going
to
you know what? The
am I
going to
do it? All right, I can do it. Mine was like, somehow I got like 30 seconds behind or something, and there was like a whole bunch of silence there for a moment. It was a little bit scary. I was like, oh, no, what happened? Anyways, it's Thursday night. We are Gamer Girls Radio this week in gaming. Thank you for joining us. Over there, the fine masculine voice you hear is our Master Blaster.
Wow, so tonight guys go first. This is new. Mm-hmm. Guys never get to go first.
I know, but, you know.
Sometimes
this is
you
first.
Gotta shake it up.
Well, hi, how are you two doing tonight?
Fantabulous. What the hell just happened? Oh, yeah, hello.
I'm wonderful. And that over there.
That over there.
That
over there.
And that woman over there, the fabulous, fantabulous Miss Corey. How are you?
I don't like the way that whole intro went. I'm going to have to make myself feel better somehow. I think I'm going to do a little bit of this.
A thing over there.
I'm so sorry. I love you, Corey.
I love you. And who you be?
And I be Ginger, the one who's totally wrecking this train tonight.
And Snow is on vacation, a much needed vacation for about a month. So those of you who come to listen to the breast touching will have to live without it for a month. Well, you can listen. We still got two pair. And I think, Blaster, are you volunteering your pair?
No, I do not have a pair to volunteer.
You got a pair of something to volunteer, baby. For groping purposes.
Put it this way, they're not mine, so I can't speak for them. They're not here right now.
I wasn't even talking about that. I was talking about a little lower. See, you forgot all about the pair you have. See? Men.
I'm just always seeing my breasts. That's what I do.
Oh, we got issues. We got issues.
We do. It's fine. And hello, guest, whoever that is, if you sign in up at the top, if you make an account, you can actually talk in our chat room with us.
They're like, I don't want to talk. I got nothing to say. Oh, so.
Oh, wait. And if you want to call in and speak with us, 347-215-7977. Please call in and talk to us.
Please. And did you make us beg? Really?
Yeah. We don't beg.
We're not begging, but you know, there's, hey, in the description, stripping is optional, so. For that too.
Oh, you saw that, did you?
I saw that too. I was just reading that.
Oh, I like when they pay.
Glass half full or half empty? I don't know.
Oh, Microsoft and their whole glass thing. Oh, man.
You know, I have to say this. They are. I don't know. Is this reactionary to the Wii U? Is it?
No. Them? We got juicy. Show going to be juicy. I don't even know where to start eating this.
So juicy.
I'm going to have to put some lotion on my breast. And just
I don't know. So apparently, you know, the only good thing to do with an Xbox is smuggle cocaine.
That's how I smuggle my cocaine. I don't know about the rest of you.
In the Xbox.
I'm surprised somebody hasn't, seriously, by now, I'm surprised there hasn't been a put a ring on it version of the Red Ring.
You know what? Now I got to Google that.
There might be. Somebody I think we has play, if there is, we had to play at the end of the song. I just saw. I was just surfing Reddit. You think that's gone away? I was just surfing Reddit before the show, and
how to make your Xbox 360 console.
I saw the red ring.
Red ring.
Yep, saw the red ring.
Did it make it stay red ring?
Yeah.
I want mine to glow blue like my Wii does. That's what I want.
Like your Wii does? Is your
Wii? The Wii. I forgot you had a Wii. That to me was always a cool feature about the Wii. Whenever you had an update, they let you know so that you know if when you turn it on, you don't get any surprises. You know how Microsoft surprises you. You're like, oh, I'm getting ready to play some Call of Duty. And then, oh, there's an update for this game. Damn! So we would tell you, we have an update for the games that are saved on your system. And it would have this beautiful blue glow. I would love to walk into the living room at night and the whole room is bathed in blue. It was lovely. I would not take my updates just so I could enjoy that light. Mm.
Were you naked when you were enjoying that light?
I sure was. Damn straight. Y'all know how I roll.
We're going to need pictures or video or...
you know what? Just leave your Kinect on during those times. And
no. You know what? I'm so paranoid. I keep that damn thing off all the time, unplugged.
Yeah. So has there been any incidents? Has there been? I don't think there has been any incidents of rogue nudity on the Kinect.
Rogue nudity. That is the phrase for tonight.
Rogue.
Rogue nudity.
Now you got me Googling that. Kinect nudity.
Yeah, that's right. What do you call a nudist who likes to play D&D? Rogue nudity.
Adult star Kirsten Price test Kinect nude filter.
Oh, we knew it was coming. Oh. She's a little late though.
I'm gonna I'll give you that one.
Corey tests it every day.
I sure do.
When I'm star playing Kinect naked video.
I'm playing dance. What am I playing? Dance Central. I was going to say Dance Fever. I don't even know what the hell. It's too many dancing games.
I think we're derailing this conversation completely.
We went from
juicy to train wreck in like 2.5 seconds. This has got to be a record.
I'm sorry.
This has got to be a record. I'm just trying to herd some cats here. That's all.
Herd cats. You know that never works.
I told you I was Googling it.
Something is really wrong here.
Or something that's entirely right.
It is really, really wrong.
Look, Ginger left the chat room.
She left the chat room.
How did... my Adobe Flash plugin has crashed. That's nice.
No.
So you're going to say something...
all that midget porn.
You said there's something juicy you wanted to talk about.
Oh, there's lots of juicy... Okay, so aside from...
Glass being reactive. But
okay, glass being reactive. Okay, so... aside from the fact that people are smuggling cocaine this week in their Xboxes.
Saw that too.
Really?
24 pounds in their Xbox.
24 pounds of cocaine. I don't know why. I don't know what you're expecting to do. But the whole thing about the Xbox Glass, what is it called? I forgot what the damn thing is called because I just really don't care about it. I'm just starting to really get increasingly agitated with Xbox. The whole thing this week has been, although, you know, you have your naysayers saying that, you know, the Wii U, we don't understand the purpose of a second screen. You're not supposed to. That's the point of getting a new console. You're not supposed to know what it can do a little bit before you get it, and that's about it. Or we tell you we have this functionality, and then when they show it to you, you're supposed to be wild and blown away. So, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
Sayers of nay.
Yes, Sayers of Nay. However, the whole reactionary thing people have been talking about is every time Nintendo does something, PlayStation and Xbox follow suit. Even this week, Peter Molyneux was saying that the people over at Xbox are watching Sony and Nintendo obsessively because they're anytime they do something, it's like, we got to try to hurry up and jump on the trend.
Yeah, yeah.
And
iToy was a great example of Nintendo of Xbox being reactionary to Sony. Because remember, the iToy came out, and then they had some sort of, I think the original Xbox had some sort of wonky camera attachment that
came with it.
Really? I don't remember that.
It went away quickly. Just like that, you know, the thing they added in the keyboard they wanted you to buy? And there was a Xbox Cam, if anybody remembers, before they came out with the Kinect.
Why? Why would you buy a keyboard to go with your console?
It's
not a PC.
No, it was supposed to be so that you can type messages back and forth to your friends on the Xbox. But I'm like, I can just put my laptop on a table and open up XboxLive.com and just type back and forth. Why am I buying?
And nowadays, you've got your smartphone. Hell, you could be running Skype. You could be. I think you can even run. Ventrilo, maybe?
I have to say this. I don't see, with all of the free offerings out there for multiplayer games and multiplayer services, I don't see why. I still understand why people are paying for Xbox Live. I do not understand that.
I don't understand why I'm paying for it either. I'm with you on that.
Because, I'm a PC whore. I know that, right? But Nintendo does it. I don't think Nintendo makes you pay for it. I don't think Sony doesn't make you pay for it either. The only people that make you pay for it are Xbox. I mean, Steam doesn't make you pay for it. I don't understand why people are willingly giving their money over to Microsoft for this. I mean, seriously.
I know us who love our Microsoft so much have been trained to just bend over and grab our ankles.
Take it.
Hey, well, I'd like to get some tips from Microsoft later after the show.
Take it. Oh, I'm sorry. I got a little excited. Take it. Take it.
All right, that's that song. What's that song? Who's that?
Take it.
Is that Rihanna?
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, S&M. Oh, I'm sorry. I got a little excited. Now, the difference is, for those of you who don't, people are saying, well, you can't talk on Nintendo. I don't know what's going to happen with the Wii U. And everybody likes to think we know everything. We keep telling you there's no way possible we can keep our fingers in every bowl, but we try. I don't know what's going to happen with the Wii U. Our contact over there, I think he got lost in the jungle somewhere. Rob, where are you? He pops up every now and again. He says, I got something for you, and then we don't see from him. I don't know what's happening. Did they feed him some bad
He's
fish?
Behind enemy lines.
He's behind.
Back the goods.
Yeah, he does. He'll pop up with something here. I'm pretty sure we'll get closer to relaunch, but I don't know where you are, Rob, now. I talked to him 2 months ago, and he's like, I got something for you.
Totally picturing him in the whole trench coat thing, you know, with the hat. At Lowe's, and nobody recognizes him. Here I am.
Look at the glasses are shaped like Nintendo controllers.
That's hot.
He's peeking out of a bush. But so I don't know what they're going to do as far as with the Wii U, but I know they didn't really figure in for the whole multiplayer thing when they came up with Wii. Their whole thing was they were thinking old school, where you're all in the room together, which is nice if you think about it. You know, you can play with your friends, but, you know, all of us here, I think I can speak for all of my co-hosts here. I do not like sharing a screen with people playing a game.
No. So this
was doomed to fail for me. They do have a talk. I was going to add that. You can buy a plug-in where you can talk to your friends when you're playing things like Animal Crossing and those types of games. And it is not a headset. It is a speaker for the whole room, which if you are a family person like I am and you want to leave your kid alone in the room to talk to other people playing the console, you can hear everything that's going on from everywhere or every room in your house because it's loud. It's a little tiny speaker. Those little people make good stuff. It's a tiny speaker, but it has a lot of boom to it and everything.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense. You don't want your kids talking to, you know, Harry the pedophile down the street, right?
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes sense. But I don't know. I'm just saying. I mean, with all the stuff, I just don't understand why we can't have a free services now. I mean, we pay enough. Gamers should be outraged, because but think about it. Like we're paid for everything. We pay for everything. And now the Supreme Court is trying to make us pay for new games instead of get used games. I don't know if you guys heard about that. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, well, they are trying to, but the new company that we've been talking about for the last 2 weeks, I think, is going to put make the government shut up, because the developers are going to be getting their 2 cents. And we got GameStop, who doesn't do that. You better start soon, because if this company actually takes, if it catches on, you're going to lose your people. We're going to start going to buy our used games there. And the rest of you, I don't know what you're going to do. Amazon, all of you better watch out for this company.
Well, describe the situation to us. What's the company do?
They basically say they'll buy your used games from you if you want to sell them. And you can buy used games from them, or you can take your money and put it towards another used game. And what they do is what the gaming industry should have been doing from day one, which is they pay royalties to developers, and then they keep whatever their cut is. I don't know why we weren't doing this before, because that's what we've been saying here for the past, I don't know, year. Why are you not just giving the developers and saying, for every used game we sell, here's some money back to you, developer, and we keep our money, and the gamer's happy they got a game, used game, and they didn't pay full price. Some is better than none. And I think at first the developers were railing against it, saying, well, we just don't want anybody to buy used games. Who are you? If you don't let us buy it used, I'm just going to sell it directly to Blast anyway.
But how soon before the movie industry follows suit? I mean, I don't see that. To be honest with you, and maybe you might disagree with this, but I don't see any reason why they should get sales from used games.
That's kind of hard, though. I mean, what if they have continuing online service?
Yeah.
How are they going to keep up server costs?
Yeah.
Simple. They charge a fee for their online service.
Well, see, that's what we want to avoid, because maybe you get tired of playing, you know, and I always go back to Burnout, because it was one of the first times EA was trying to do that. They were trying to charge for the service, so a lot of people left. So maybe I'm tired of playing Burnout, and I don't want to have to try to track EA down. And we all know EA is like fucking Fort Knox. You cannot call. You can't find a number. Every now and again, you get into a chat room, but you can't figure out how to get back. You know, they kick you out, and it's gone. So I don't want to have to call them to have to try to cancel this.
Maybe you don't want the online service. Maybe the people who really want the online service will continue to pay for it, and those who don't won't.
Or the company could just do what we're saying do. It makes life easier.
Here's the thing I would say, is that as long as the cost doesn't get passed back down to the gamer, because then you're back in the same situation you were before.
No, they're not. That's the cool thing about them. They're not passing the cost down. There's the same price. So if you go to GameStop, let's say you're buying Call of Duty, $25, okay, for Call of Duty. When they sell it to you, they're going to give it to you, these other people, same thing, $25. But instead of keeping all the money for themselves that they're making off the sale, they're kicking some back to the developer. Now, if you think of it this way, Blaster, same way the music industry works, you know, royalties, every time somebody uses, you know, a little piece of the music, or we borrow your lyric, you got to pay us a little bit because I created this. It kind of applies to the game.
That's not one-to-one, though. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. One to one would be if every time, you know, you sold a movie to, like, entertainment companies you have out there, but like there's this company out here that sells movies in the store, you know, in the mall. If you went there and traded your movie in for them, then and they went to resell it, they would give money back to the movie industry every time that happened.
Well, they do. Would you?
I don't think they do. Do they?
Yeah. Every time you buy a movie from Walmart or somewhere, even though the price has been dropped, they still got to pay the company back that money that they resold the movie. So it's not.
Yeah, used movie. They'll repay the movie company back.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Well, we'll have to look into some more.
I have to see some numbers in that.
But you think about something, Blaster, do you really think the movie industry wouldn't have been pitching a bitch right now if they weren't getting some of that money back?
What I'm saying is, wait. If the game industry can successfully do this, I guarantee the movie industry will follow suit. That's what I'm trying to say, people. This is a slippery slope we're on. We're on an entertainment slippery slope. I'm worried. I'm scared. As a person who likes media.
All right, well, we're talking about playing them online. Why not? Why can't they go with, like, a service like Steam? You pay Steam a certain flat fee, and then any game that has an online service with Steam, you would be able to play their online service.
That's a good idea, too.
Well, here's what Steam does. You buy the game. There is no used game. You buy it new. Period.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, just in a general, I mean, I'm not saying Steam exactly, but I'm saying a service like Steam.
She's saying instead of, okay, let's say this company decides, you know what, we're going to cover the cost of you. We have this online service. Once you pay for this on a monthly basis, you can play any game you buy from us used online, even if it's from EA, if it's from Ubisoft. You can play online without paying an extra fee every month, but you're paying it to us, one place, which, again, I wouldn't mind doing. What I don't want is, okay, I have Call of Duty, I have Battlefield 3, I got Assassin's Creed, all these are online games. I play regular, I now have three added subscription fees that I don't want to pay. Yes, I got a good price on the game, but I don't want to have to pay three subscription fees. You look at it that way. So I'm thinking maybe they'll lean that way. Who knows? Who knows?
Right. Well, again, I mean, or they could just, you know, wait until the game goes on sale and buy it new and avoid that scenario.
Well, even when the price drops, still, somebody's going to come return it because they want something else. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be used games. It's unavoidable. But the developers are angry because every time somebody rebuys that game, their money is not filtering back to them. And I understand, as a developer, I would want, like, you took my game, I got my, you know, my $40 off of it, let's just say, you know, if game costs $60, I got my $40, you got your $20, but every time you resell it, you keep getting another $10, and I'm not getting anything, and I made the game, so.
And that's like every time a car gets made, I mean, every time a car gets sold on Craigslist, then, you know, we should kick the money back to the manufacturer.
Manufacturer?
I mean, you can apply that to anything.
Well, keep in mind, the manufacturer makes their money in another way on a car, because if it breaks, let's say you got a Toyota, you cannot stick Ford parts on a Toyota. You still got to buy something
true.
From them.
This is very true.
So that's why they're not worried.
Right, and if your game breaks, you got to go buy another one. It could be used, but somebody paid for that game.
Exactly,
that you're buying.
But if it's used, guess what? The developer still don't get that money. You still don't get it back.
I'm just saying the movie industry, the music industry, they all do.
They all will.
Don't they already do this?
When movies play in theaters, don't they already give a kickback to
the
movie industry?
They do, but we're talking about buying a movie for yourself. That would be like if they showed video games in a theater, I can understand that. But they don't do that.
Well, no, they still get kickbacks from the movies. What we were debating is whether or not the used ones get kickbacks. And that's where we're a gray area. I'm not sure because I'm thinking, you know, movies and pawn shops, I'm not thinking that the pawn shops say anything to the people.
I want to say, like, with radio stations, every time they play a song, they still have to pay a fee.
Yeah. They have to have a licensing, something, FCC, so whoever. Yeah, so, yeah.
I thought that the radio stations, the music they play, they got free because it was free advertising for CDs that are coming out from artists.
No.
If it's a big artist, yes, but they have to have permission, and then they have to pay to market. I forgot how that all works. It's been a while since I've been harassing my local radio people, but it's coming. Y'all watch out. I'm coming.
That'd be awesome.
I'm coming for you.
Well, I mean, the one other thing, not to put the nail in the coffin, is, but the Department of Justice is looking into Comcast, and as Comcast and I think one of the movie studios, basically what's going on is they're trying to say that they are possibly infringing or possibly tripping the what's that called? My mind just went blank.
Did we flash you the boobies?
Yeah, that's what happened to me. I can't antitrust laws. You know that Netflix has been fighting for a long time to get content. They've been having trouble getting the movie industries to basically to give them, you know, movies that they can play on their service. Not only that, but Comcast has been, you know, Comcast has been dialing down customers, and they've been charging them for they've been lowering the tiers on broadband because of Netflix, right? And because of all the content and the traffic that comes through there. Well, there's the Department of Justice is looking into whether or not Comcast, which is owned by a movie studio, I can't remember which one it is off the top of my head.
Warner?
I think it was Time Warner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that they might actually be, you know, trying to do this on purpose to try to hurt Netflix and bury Netflix. And they want to bury Hulu, even though they own Hulu. See, I think...
Of course they're trying to bury Netflix, because you keep in mind, we were saying this one morning, and Netflix just didn't move fast enough. And really... They should have stepped up a lot quicker. They didn't go to Comcast and say, by the way, we're going to offer our Netflix service. You can stream it through Comcast. Not move fast enough. So now Comcast has their own streaming service. And customers, you have to make a choice. If you have cable and you have Netflix, they're like, hey, you could have two bills or you could have one. If you drop us, you have all these channels over here you're going to be missing, because you cannot get HBO, Stars, and Cinemax and all these networks that are cable networks that now have really good shows everybody wants to watch. You got your True Blood and your Blood and Sand and all these shows. You can't get them via Netflix. So Netflix, yeah, they are in some trouble, but they should have gone to Comcast first. I think Comcast actually went to them first and said, do you want to do something? And Netflix said, we don't need you. And Comcast says, oh, really?
Right, but that's breaking antitrust laws, possibly. The Department of Justice is looking into it. Now, nobody knows if the laws have actually been broken yet, but there could be potentially some indictments if the Department of Justice finds any kind of criminality going on there.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay, and now, we probably talk about this again in the morning, but I do want to let you all know, you people that live in Ethiopia, we just want to let y'all know that it is now illegal for you to make a call via Skype. This just came out at 4 o'clock today. Damn!
Illegal in Ethiopia to make a call via Skype.
Yes, 15 years in prison.
What the hell?
Yeah, there's new legislation that was just passed, like, again, at 4 o'clock today, because we do the news in the morning, so we didn't get it. But we do want to tell you, because we know we have some overseas listeners. I think I have somebody now that is traveling to that region as we speak, and hopefully listen to the Wi-Fi on the plane. Do not call with the Skype. Don't call me. Just turn the phone off. Please don't go to jail.
Oh, my God.
You cannot use Skype or a Google Voice or any voice over IP from within the country. This is from Al Jazeera report. It was voted into law last month and didn't let anybody know. It didn't make the national, international media.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah. So, I'm very scared now. Not going to Ethiopia. I can't make Skype calls. I'm going to stay in touch with my peoples. Anyway, they say the drastic measure was called for under the law, the new law, that it's necessary to protect against security threats. Uh-huh. I don't know what security threats you were getting via Skype, but hey.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you have to have a broadband internet connection, one, which I think they're very easily traceable, right? And I just don't – I mean, it's more traceable than I think cell phones are because it's not as widely used.
Okay, here's my question. What happens to when they actually integrate Skype with Xbox and the people in their region trying to use this Skype?
Well, from what I understand, Ethiopia is highly – they've got a lot of militant – oh, crap. I can't even think of who I'm talking about now. My brain
militant
is dead.
People. Let's just say militant people.
Militant people. Anyways. And, yeah, they are cracking down on technology in general. Don't you remember we read about this a couple of weeks ago? The people were dragging out the TVs, radios into the streets and burning them from people's homes.
Mm.
Xboxes, PS3s, all of that, because it's all Western technology. And yeah.
I like this tweet that came up about it. I never knew Ethiopia for much other than being hungry. Now they've made voice over IP illegal.
but it's true. It is so very true. Okay, Is it time? Yeah, it's time. It's time to go to the topic.
All right.
The one we're mad about.
Guys, we sincerely hope you brought your big girl panties.
Goodness, I got a paper. So, Blaster, have you been following this week?
I have been. I follow panties every week.
No, not panties, boy.
Oh, I'm sorry. yes, I have been. There's a couple of things going on, right?
There's more than
I guess the term gamer girls is offensive to some people.
Really?
I guess we'll start. You want to start with the Felicia Day incident?
Well, actually, Felicia posted this on our Google Plus, and I had no. Honestly, I didn't even read what she wrote first. Just the tone of what she was saying. She doesn't know why she offended somebody. I knew instantly what she was talking about. Because we all have gone through it here, even poor Blaster.
It's the internet. People are going to be offended.
It's not even so much as an offense. It is the mentality. Here's my estimation. And y'all know my brain is moving way too fast for my mouth to keep up right now. But my estimation is that we have a whole new crop of these little gamer boys coming in. Unfortunately, some of you have no idea about a damn thing. You just starting to like girls, and you don't know what you're doing. So you think the best way to get a girl's attention is to insult her. Or what did I see on Felicia's page? It was something like, oh, Felicia, I wish you'd touch me with your control. It was something just stupid and sexist. And I said, yes, of course she's going to pay attention to you. Of course she's going to come to your house and sit in your lap and go, you know what? I love that very sexist, stupid, degrading thing you said. I just want to sit in your lap. You are so hot, little boy. How old are you, 12? You're living in your mom's basement. You are so fucking hot. I must have you.
That made his pee-pee tingle.
It made his pee-pee tingle.
It is a pee-pee. When we say pee-pee, we are referring to little boys. If we call it your pee-pee, we're making reference to your age and the size of your genitalia, little boys. I don't understand what happened this week, though. I don't know what it was about this week. We had a story we did Monday or Tuesday about a woman who also received backlash. She's a Kickstarter project, which we have started following. Actually, I need to find to pull that up really quick because I want to talk about that too. She's made a bunch of videos about this very topic, and she received a whole bunch of backlash. She's got 28 hours to go. Fantastic. And I believe she is mostly funded. Congratulations to her, are over 100% funded, I'm hoping. But she made Tropes versus Women video games, and her videos are poking fun at a lot of the female stereotypes and how people are reacting to them. And she even received backlash. Aisha Tyler, who is not as demure as Felicia Day, said, all of you go fuck yourselves this morning.
That was hot.
It was hot. And then there was a thing with Laura Croft with the rape, which is coming from the other side of the fence, from a lot of women. And I just got through calling somebody out on Facebook. Chick, you that was talking about, oh, yeah. I'll be on you in a minute. So what do you two think happened this week? What brought all this about, all this female hatred in the community?
This is not new.
It's it seems like it was a big flare-up this week. Just this.
Well, I think it was mainly because big names were talking about it. It made the news. For the most part, I mean, we hear about these other professional gamers. We hear about guys. We don't hear about girls. So for girls to actually make the news on this, of course this is big. What?
If you're not in the chat room right now, you are missing out. There is some awesome conversations, great pictures. I'm just saying. Anyways, but I agree with Ginger. I think this has been it's been coming to a head. pun intended. For a while now. Again, I think the influx of every year, more and more gamers get online. Right, and every year those gamers, and I don't have the statistics for this, so don't quote me on this and say this is, you know, come get me because I was wrong. But I believe every year those gamers are getting younger and younger, and with that comes immaturity in interpersonal relationship. I mean, the internet breeds immaturity because of anonymity, right? But
never.
But then you stick young boys in a situation like that where they're completely
manners.
No manners, but I was going to say no. There's no consequences, right? There's really no consequences, and so you stick them in that situation. You give them the anonymity to back that up, right? And what do you get? You get this kind of behavior. I mean, I think it's been a long time coming. I agree 100% with Ginger.
Yeah,
I know it's a long time coming. I'm trying to figure out, because y'all know I'm always about the logic. And I'm trying to logically put together what exactly was it about this week that brought it to a head. Was there a private meeting amongst the gamer, the fucked up in the head gamers, Illuminati, that we don't know about, and they decided this was the week to strike? What exactly? I don't know what brought it about. I know neither one of you have the answer, but I keep turning this over in my head. Felicia Day, she's not a – didn't they say she wasn't a real gamer either?
They were making fun of her. They were trying to say that she was a casual gamer.
Same with her. Same with Aisha Tyler.
You know, all women, if we have a vagina, we cannot be hardcore gamers. That just totally nixes that idea. We must be casual gamers. I'd like to say, fuck you. I'd like to show you my 12-hour DAOC rate.
Ooh.
I love that.
She loves that. This has been the weirdest week for me. Every time I've gotten up in the morning, it's been something else and something else and something else having to do with women gamers. But
every time you get up in the morning, something pops up.
I wish. I wish. But that wasn't these two with Aisha and Felicia. They were not all that surprising, as y'all two say. I kind of expect when we get up that we're gonna have to deal with something on some front. If it's not a private email for somebody that drops by, and I love those random emails I get from people that that girls gamers suck.
I know I still have guy friends. Well, you didn't play this random free to play first person shooter game, so you're not hardcore.
Yeah, I say that all the time. I send you that I send you that every single day, Ginger.
Totally.
You have not responded to me yet. I am
Blaster,
very upset.
Blaster, you're so evil.
So, but the thing that really has upset me is I don't like this backlash, which is coming from our own girls in the community about the whole Lara Croft rape theme in the trailer. There has been... Hang on. I'm going to have to read to y'all some of these comments I just ran across on Facebook, because I'm reading them and I'm getting increasingly irritated at women. At a lot of you, especially the ones of you that are not gamers, I don't want you saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear your mouth. One of the ones...
just get in there and cook us a damn roast.
Oh!
I don't mean that. But here's
totally
the thing.
Means that.
The company that said that, I would have said get me a sandwich if I meant it. But the company that says that makes the game says it's not a rape scene. You're completely misinterpreting it.
I'm not. That's why I'm on the side.
No, not you. I'm saying you, as in the people who are complaining about it. Sorry, they are completely misinterpreting it. Right, and what they're doing is they said it's a scene. It's a very important scene because it's the first time that Lara Croft has to kill a human being. Right, and so there's a lot of emotional power going on there, and things are just coming. I mean, things are coming over to a boiling point. Right, and so what you're misinterpreting, what you're seeing as sexual tension is being misinterpreted. It's not sexual tension. It is just plain old tension.
Well, I watched it. There is no sexual tension in it. It is tension. But the comments are stupid, some of you that have popped over to the page. One of the persons says, so she's going to – okay, no, wait a minute. That one's a good one. Somebody says it's going to be rated M. Yes. Somebody named Eva – and yes, I'm calling you out, Eva Naya, who says this is a sick game made by sick developers. I'm not impressed. This is a small scene in a game that, yes, you are misinterpreting. But as a woman, I would think – one girl says beautiful. I liked it. They made her more gritty. She's a more real character, because before, yes, she was a caricature in a whole lot of ways. The big boobs and the running around and the bouncing boobs. We went through that phase. They actually stripped her down. She's actually now, she earned hero status. She's right up there with the Sam Fisher, the snake. She's always been there, but now she actually has earned her place, as I feel like, more real to me. But I like the rape scene. I'll tell you why. Too much.
It's not a rape scene.
Okay. It was definitely
headed that direction. I just had to go and watch it. It was definitely headed that direction.
Corn developers. It's not a rape. He's not going to rape her.
Even if he was.
You shot him in the face.
Exactly. That's exactly my point, is that it's very empowering. Women, and I'm going to call you out. Sorry, this is our fucking show. Those of you who were saying, oh, it's disgusting, you've never been raped. I'm going to tell you, if a woman had that happening to her, any of us that have had it happen to us, if we had thought or had the presence of mind or at least felt empowered enough to get up and fight back the way she did, we would have. And the wrong thing to be teaching girls is to sit the fuck back and, oh, if you're going to be raped, don't do anything. You shouldn't kill anybody. No. No, fight back. Let me quote one of my favorite movies, and I love this movie for this one line in it. The movie, either you've seen Death Proof, Quentin Tarantino, it didn't get good ratings, but I love Death Proof. Mm-hmm. One of the girls says, why are you carrying a gun? She says, because I want to go, if I have to go do my laundry, I don't want to get hurt. She says, well, you could just as easily carry a knife. No, she said, you could easily carry pepper spray. She says, what? A motherfucker tried to rape me. I don't want to give his ass a rash. I want to shut his ass down. That is exactly the mentality some women or all of us need to have. I'm not saying go out and pick a fight. I'm saying in this instance, we see Lara step up and be strong. She's fighting. She's a survivor. I want to see that in my game. I've been begging for that for years in a game, and I'm not going to let a bunch of you little pansy-ass bitches, and I'm talking to my girls now, you pansy-ass bitches say, I don't want to watch that. I don't want to see that. Oh, it disturbs me to watch. Then don't buy it. Don't play the game.
But you can watch her get beat the hell up, blown up, shot at, stabbed, all kinds of other stuff, put in a damn bear trap.
Yes, but great,
you can't
that's
watch
too far.
Her fight off a guy.
Oh, yes, fighting off a rapist. Oh, that's too far. You didn't even, you know what, I don't even think some of you watched it. I'm over at their page, the Laura's Facebook page. I love the picture that they chose. I love that she's in turmoil and she is surviving. She's putting her bandage on. Laura, I'm playing this. And I haven't played a Tomb Raider, and I can tell you, in ages. I played the first one, and as soon as I saw the boobs, and I was like, I don't want to play this. I think I came back and played another one where she was doing a little fighting, but the controls were too bad. What was the one where she had the black suit on and she's in the city?
No, that was the latest one. Hey, I'm going to say this to you. That's why I came back every time.
Because you like the boobs?
I like the boobs.
Hey, yeah,
listen, the mythical nude code is still, like, legend. Like, we as gamers, one of the first real legends that, like, everybody talked about at the playground was, like, you know, hey, there's a nude code for Laura. Really? Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, now you go back and look at it, and it's
wow.
Like, it's like, even if they made her nude, it really wouldn't be X-rated because it's, like, a bunch of blocky pixels. Like, it doesn't even, like...
True.
Like, how is that even... Like, back then, yeah, it was scandalous, right? Now, I would be totally Yawnsville right now.
What I'm curious about is these people who are throwing such a fit about this being a rape scene and this being horrible. All right, how many of you play other games with women characters that are running around in the itty-bitty, skimpy-ass outfits?
Mm-hmm.
That are slapping their asses and making all the little sex noises and everything else.
Yeah, it was the same.
That's not bad, but this is?
Right. That's the same criticism that they leveled at, what was it, Sucker Punch, the movie Sucker Punch.
That movie was awesome.
I don't know if either one of you seen Sucker Punch. Yeah, exactly. Everybody's like, I went to saw the reviews for it. I'm like, wow, this is really like, I was expecting this is really empowering. I mean, these women are kicking ass, right? They're not letting they're not letting people get away with doing these things to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're fighting back, right? And I'm watching all the reviews. It's sexist. Blah 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 blah. I'm like, maybe I'm a guy. Maybe I have a penis. I don't understand. Right?
The entire time, you never see her dance. You never see her have sex. Nothing.
Let me tell you how I knew it was an empowering movie. When our site's back up, you can come and find the article. But it's called Sucker Punch in the Gaming Industry. And apparently, the people who made Lara Croft took notes. When I came out of that movie theater, I had Baby Natrix with me and a couple of her cousins. These are the little girls I mentioned in the article. And when they came out, I saw them doing what I see little boys doing when they leave movies, when they're kicking and punching. These girls came out there kicking, they're punching, they're doing the karate moves, and they're doing what I see little boys do. I knew then it's empowering. I've never seen little girls leave a movie doing that, ever.
Right. And I just have to say this to the people, and that's what I got out of the movie. I was like, man, these girls kick so much ass. This was an awesome movie. And then I get online, and I'm not seeing the same reviews. I mean, people are just fucking stupid.
I think a lot of our women of a very older generation are missing the point. This is what they raise their daughters to be, these strong women, and when they actually step up and start being these women, oh, no, 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 you don't do that. Oh, no, 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 you're fighting. No, 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 don't do that. But I'm telling you.
Sorry.
I'm telling you, the most reaction I see out of little girls in movies nowadays is movie Sucker Punch. Like, what was it, the Army of Me, when she's walking out of, I see cheering, girls going crazy. Another one that's a little girls movie, the Shrek, where the princesses have to save themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about this all the time. When Snow White comes out and she starts singing and makes the birds attack, all I saw was little girls jumping up, high-fiving, wow, that's a princess. Mothers were yelling, we were cussing. That's a motherfucking princess right there. That's what you're supposed to do. Save yourself. You don't need, you know. So we.
You don't need a prince to save you.
That's right. Self-saving princess, as Ginger Shirt says. So it's.
Yes.
It's been a long time coming. I'm glad that they picked Laura Croft to do it. I'm very happy about it. I keep seeing these people. What is the lady I went after on Facebook says, oh, what about little kids who play this? Y'all know she's getting
Why would you let your little kid play this in the first place? Are you just allowing your child to play whatever?
Cheap babysitter. I mean, think about it. Cheap
Are
babysitter.
Are you kidding me? I mean, because
How much is a babysitter an hour? It's like $10 an hour. I mean, come on.
Damn, I'm sorry, 20.
Yeah, I was charging 15.
Math. Go ahead, Ginger. Sorry.
But the deal is, these people are hiding their heads in the sand is what it amounts to. We don't want to talk about rape. We don't want to admit that it happens. We want to act like it does not happen. It's a shameful, horrible thing nobody wants to talk about. But it does happen. It happens every day. It's happening right now to somebody out there, somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we act like it doesn't. We act like everything's all rainbows and butterflies and Care Bears. It's not.
Right.
The world is full of horrible people, and they do bad things. and to act like we should just bury our heads in the sand is what they're trying to do.
You know, that doesn't benefit anybody but the people who are committing the crime. That's
exactly.
All it does.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I think that if we're actually showing girls fighting back, I think that's awesome. I think that teaches the new generation, you know what, it's not okay to allow this to happen. It is okay to fight back. It is okay to say, no, this is not right, and to fight for yourself.
I tell Baby Natrix, you get back home by any means necessary, gouge their eyes out, pull their tongue out. I don't care what they tell you, they're going to hurt your mommy. No, you come home and you take them down in the process. And that's what I was raised to believe by my own mother, who was almost kidnapped and raped when I was 3. And that was a lesson she drummed in my head. She says, you know, the only reason she was saved is somebody happened by at the time that this person had a gun to her head. And he dropped the gun that he had to her head in her purse, and she ran. She said, but had I been thinking the way, you know, that I'm teaching you to think, she says, I would have said, you know what, shoot me, because you ain't taking me nowhere.
Exactly.
You ain't taking me, and that's what she told me. If somebody pulls a gun on you and says, get in the car, you're not taking me. Shoot me, because I'm not getting in your car.
Yes.
So, and that's what I'm drumming into mine, and that's the mentality we need to give our girls. And if we have to do it via a video game, I'm all for it. I'm tired of the whole, oh, women have to be the fragile flower, and all we are in video games is cannon fodder. Let's run over them, or let's put them in skimpy things. No, this is why we end up getting attacked, because we don't think to fight back. Somebody's going to help me, because that's what happens in the movies all the time. Nope.
I see. I wasn't even thinking that. I was thinking more personal experience. It was, oh my God, how am I going to explain this? How am I going to, nobody's going to believe that I came out here and that I said no and that I didn't want this. And so, honestly. That's what was going through my head. It never crossed my mind to really, I mean, besides say no and try
to
and
fight.
Get away. Yeah, to really fight.
To fight.
It was more, oh my God, how is this going to reflect on me? What is everybody going to think?
And see, that's the bad part of the mentality. That's what's happening on Facebook if you go down and read the comments. Not all of them. A lot of I see the younger girls are like, I love this. I can't wait to play it. Somebody here says, I don't even own an Xbox. I'm getting one now. It's a girl. It's a different lore. It's amazing. So then it's rape. It's not the Lara Croft I knew. Oh.
How do you think she became so hard? How do you think she learned to fight like this? How do you think something had to have happened somewhere. People don't just kill people. All right. Some people do kill people for no reason. most people, if you're fighting like this, even our soldiers, that they're taught that they've had to do this at one time or another.
Mm-hmm.
And they've learned to harden themselves to this. That's how you're able to be this violent.
Now, see, I'm hoping, well, I know this is going to revive the franchise. I'm hoping we get a couple more.
Oh, hell yeah.
This is
definitely a turn in the right direction for this franchise.
Perfect. Perfect.
I still want my nude code, though.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't begrudge you your nude code, but I think you don't want to see her all ripped up and bloodied.
Yeah, that's the thing. That was like the whole thing. So they came out. So, there's the whole, they had this, Left 4 Dead, big fan of Left 4 Dead, right? And there's some strong characters in that game of all types of races and genders.
Yes.
Right, strong characters in that game. And they made a few, they made a nude mod for Zoe, which is one of the characters in Left 4 Dead. And she was all cut up, and I was like, into this. I don't know whose idea this was interesting, but not to me. I don't feel.
Did you just slip into Ellis's accent there for a second?
I'll cut up. Just saying.
Zoe, you all cut up and you're naked, Zoe.
Oh my God.
If you have not popped by the Lara Croft Facebook, they got some interesting things, her evolution. So, and some of you are so shocked. The thing I am most proud of, and yes, Baby Natrix will play this if y'all want to know. Will you let a little girl play this? I will, because Baby Natrix is all about some fucking girl power. I mean, even more so than I am. If you want to see the evolution of, you can check it there. And I am proud in the fact that Baby Natrix will never know any other Lara Croft but this strong-ass bitch that we're about to get. Never see the other ones. This is what she's going to know. She may go back and play it when she's older, but I'm very happy to say this is what she'll know. She'll remember a strong video game character. And I'm not saying she was soft before, but I never liked that she didn't interact with humans. I don't know about the rest of y'all.
She was soft in all the right places before. Now she's just hard ass. Now see, one thing about it, she's like Bruce Willis. She's like the female version of Bruce Willis in the Die Hard movies. That's what I think of it when I think now of Laura Croft. Before I thought of her as this, like, you know, basically I thought of her as this cheerleader, right? Almost a cheerleader type acrobatic, you know.
Yes.
Person, but now, I mean, you see those videos, she's like super hardcore. I mean, you can even like some of the scenes, you could probably even smell how, like, you know, dirty, smelly she was, right? In those videos, she was like not clean, pristine, with her hair done right, and
yes,
you know, and all
that.
That's
stuff. Awesome. I think that's great.
Yeah, she was like a male superhero just with boobs.
Thank you. That is an excellent analogy. I wasn't getting your Bruce Willis thing until you said that, just that particular term. It could be a guy standing there for all we care, and
yeah,
that's what's going to make it good. Is that it could be that they put a woman in, and it could have been a guy. It's fantastic.
I didn't even care that she had boobs. Like watching that, it didn't even occur to me she has boobs.
Like,
just,
what's she gonna do?
She's a person that's in a bad situation, and she's doing the best she can, kicking ass, and like she's getting her ass kicked at the same time. And it was like, you know, that's actually it. That's an interesting topic in and of itself, in gender equality, right? You put you just looking at that, I didn't even notice that she was a girl. Like, it didn't even register in my head.
I got to tweet that.
Horace says that the old Laura Croft was, she was blocky and polygony in all the right places.
Oh my God. Oh no.
You know what? I gotta tell you, I was always annoyed, blocky or not. Again, I wanted some people to kill. That's what I wanted. I didn't want to shoot those damn wolves the first time out. I wanted some people to kill. But she needs a tagline. She's gonna be a hero. She needs a tagline. You know, Bruce Willis has got his yippee ki yay, motherfucker. We need something for Laura.
Ooh, I like that idea.
She needs her own tagline. And no more Angelina Jolie in the movie. I didn't like that either.
Oh, that was stupid.
No. No.
Those movies made my ass hurt just watching them. there was so much crap on the screen, there's no way I could compete.
You know what let me get on the movies for a second.
Even
you
after
say what pissed me off? The person, clearly, body type-wise, the time they came out with the movies, if they were going to go with who looked like Laura Croft at the time, it was clearly Jennifer Lopez, clearly. But I don't know if Jennifer could pull off an accent.
No.
I don't think she could pull off the accent. But we could have found
somebody. I don't
know
somebody. If she could have pulled off the badassness.
Well, a lot of training. She might have. You know, have you seen that movie she was in years ago, Money Train? She was a badass in that. That's why I... Yeah, you have to go way back. That's way back. That's beginning Jennifer Lopez. It was her first movie where she was playing a cop and she was a little bit badass. But only as badass as they let you be back then, because you ladies out there remember, the only time we got to be really badass in movies where they started letting women do shit was when they did The Matrix, when they saw Carrie Ann Moss do Trinity. It was like, oh, you guys can run on the side of a wall? Okay. Well, in that case.
I don't know. What about Thelma and Louise back in the day?
Thelma and Louise was not hard at all. Those girls were not hard. I know women liked it, and it was all women empowering, but we didn't get badass until we got Carrie Ann Moss. We really just didn't.
There was, for that, I don't think it worth that. I don't have the right equipment to.
There was nobody. And they said, oh, you bitches can run on the wall in some heels? Okay, go ahead. Wear your heels and then jump out and fight. So I'm what the hell was I talking about? Y'all know I like to ramble. Y'all have to stop me when
know.
I do that.
I don't know.
This
has been a mixed bag of show tonight. It's been somebody constantly keeps switching tracks on us. That's what's going on. I think I blame Ginger. She's been the conductor.
Yeah, it was totally me. I started this train wreck, so My bad.
Weeby's train wrecking. So anyway, I don't know what's going on with the girl gamer hatred. We loves us some Laura Croft. Oh, wait a minute. There's an update from our girl over at Tropes vs. Women in Video Games. Again, she's got 28 hours to go. Please go by and support her, especially if you like to support your girl gamers. I think this is a great thing she's doing for women. And they're already funded. Wait a minute. I think she's mostly funded. Yeah, she's got 1,000 back. Well, that was when she had 1,000 backers. Right now she's coming up on, oh, I don't know, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000. Work, bitch, work. I'm trying to see if she's completely funded. I can't tell. Y'all know Kickstarter is crazy. As we all know personally, Kickstarter is a little off.
Just a tiny bit
off. So she is doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Yeah, she's got some interviews. Oh, wait a minute. I know you didn't. Oh, we got to talk about this after the show. We about to have some problems.
Oh, we are? What happened?
Oh, I talked to y'all after the show. It's about to be on. Really? I hate espionage. Mm-hmm. Espionage. It's about to be some espionage.
Espionage. Awesome. Do I get to dress up in black? Do I get to have a trench coat? Do I get to shank people?
Who's bringing the theme music? Dun, 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 dun.
And no, it's gonna be more like my theme song. Okay, who is this LA starter who says gender equality is so 1996? Are you talking about really?
Is he still in the chat room?
No, he's listening. Apparently, he tweeted something to us. That is not 1996. What it is we're not making any headway. Is the problem? But I do think this is a step further in the right direction. Hopefully, we get some more people doing this, like Jade from. From Beyond Good and Evil is another strong female role model that they're redoing. I've seen some of the screenshots from that in looking around, and when she comes out, she's also going to be a new badass. She's a reporter, but they said they're giving her some more skills. You know, reporter, if you're a reporter that does stuff like you go to Afghanistan, you can't just be a regular reporter in your heels.
Does Fem Shep count?
No. No. You got to go out there and be hard. You got to be ready to fight so you can get your story. So they're saying they're going to give her a little bit more badassness. I wish they'd hurry up. I've been waiting for, I don't know, 8 years now. I'm still holding on to my original Beyond Good and Evil, which the day the new one goes on sale, I'm putting up on eBay because I know people are looking for it. Remember, they stopped production on them. If you didn't have a copy, your ass was just fucked. You didn't have a copy. People wanted them. So I got mine. Anybody want to buy it, you talk to me the first day. I'm putting it up on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Making my money.
Money.
You can't play.
She's got a money on her mind, a mind on her money.
Look, I can't play it anyway. Non-backwards compatible ass have an Xbox.
Yeah, that was really annoying. I actually own the backwards compatible PS3. You know what the damn thing's doing to me this weekend? Every time I try to play Twisted Metal, about 2 or 3 minutes into it, resets the whole box. Really annoying.
Oh, that would tick me off.
Yep.
You know what? It's nighttime. I don't know why I went and did that.
You're cleaning up your speech?
I am. That would totally piss me off.
See, during the day, I can't get her to clean up her speech, and at night, she's doing it.
I know. I don't know what the deal is. I'm all backwards.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
You love me. You know you do.
Of course we love you.
Yes.
All right. We are getting down to the wire. Blaster?
Yes. Oh, I'm already on top of that. Don't you worry about that.
You wish you was on top of it.
I'm
on top of it. In honor of Felicia Day. Which, by the way, Felicia Day, I appreciate you for your gaming chops, for your that. I am not enamored, you know, with the female part of you. I just like you as a gamer.
Really? She's so cute.
Ginger, did you know you were trending on Google Plus?
No.
I'm trending on Google Plus?
Well, not you, but somebody that looks like you, Amy Adams.
Oh!
I can contain myself. That's all I'm going to say.
Anybody who has ginger-colored hair, you need to go on and jump in that.
I'm
Ginger
okay.
Thursday. Not you. You don't have Ginger Thursday.
Ginger Thursday. Very nice. Very nice.
All right, everybody. Well, you know, like us on Facebook if you do. And if you don't, still like us. It'll teach us a lesson. And, you know, catch us next week. Same time, right?
Same time. Same bad channel.
We'll be here
same
tomorrow morning, too.
Oh, yes. Catch the noon time train wreck that is Lunch with Ginger and Corey.
Mm-hmm. Have same, a lovely noon.
The Kevin Nooner with us.
Goodbye. Or you played sports, I played Magic or Gathering. Never earned your part in the society. My Aquaman's a dumb, this is my pedigree. Watched my next gen every night. Wore a headgear, tempered my overbite. The Black Prince glass are prescription free. Where is he? I literally can't see my hand in front of my face. To all the ass hat jocks who beat me up in school. Now I'm the one that's cool. All the prom queen bitch, you think the rule. Now I'm the one that's cool. I'm the one that's cool. And to my ace.
Why is everyone so fucking stupid?